April 17, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. What the Lord has done. Opening prayer. As I read your word, Father, please continue to show me your priorities and help me to make them mine. Read Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Jesus restores a demon-possessed man. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want from me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons, sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man, and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you, and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. Reflect. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There is salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Ponder these words. Another dramatic story today. I would have been terrified to be confronted by this man. But Jesus seems calm and confident. He knows his own power, so he isn't disturbed by the ranting and raving of the demons. The demons also know Jesus' power. They recognize that he is the Son of the Most High God, unlike Jesus' own disciples. Chapter 4, verse 41. And they seem to know that it is inevitable that they will be defeated and humiliated by Jesus. Mark says that Jesus gave them permission to enter the pigs nearby. The pigs rushed into the sea and were destroyed. Previously in Mark's story, Jesus had told people not to tell anyone what he had done. For example, chapter 1, verse 44. But this time, even though the man pleads to go with him, Jesus tells him to go and tell people what God had done for him. He obviously did a good job. Although the people had asked Jesus to leave, by the end of the passage, Mark says that they were amazed. I am amazed, too, by all I am learning about who Jesus is and what he can do. Apply. What has Jesus done for you? How has he shown mercy to you? Who could you tell? Closing prayer. Wherever you lead me to share who you are with others, no matter what the obstacles might be, Jesus, help me to trust in your power to carry out your purposes.